USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Police are still searching for a motive after 8 people were killed and 7 others injured in a shooting at an outlet mall near Dallas. Allen, Texas Police Chief Brian Harvey says a nearby officer was first to respond.
One of our officers was on an unrelated call at the outlet mall. He heard gunshots, went to the gunshots, engaged the suspect, and neutralized the suspect.
An update from police is expected later today. 8 of 16 fake electors in Georgia are receiving immunity deals. Back in 2020, those electors had planned to declare Donald Trump the winner of the presidential election in Georgia, even though he lost. Under the deal, prosecutors say they won't face any charges if they agree to testify about Trump and his allies' attempts to overturn Biden's victory. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more needs to be done before Title 42 expires on Thursday. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, he said the president's plan falls far short of what's needed.
President Trump sent soldiers to the border to secure the border. President Biden is sending 1,500, quote, soldiers to do paperwork.
A surge of illegal immigrants is expected to start crossing the border after Title 42 expires. President Biden says the debt ceiling and the budget are two separate items and should be treated that way. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said the debt ceiling should be raised with no ties to the budget.
Not a single solitary Congress has ever reneged on a debt. The debt is not a debt that I accumulated. The debt is not a debt that occurred over the last several years. It's 200 years of debt. 200 years.
Republicans say they'll raise the debt ceiling if the president agrees to their budget. The California Reparations Task Force approved a list of proposals that will compensate and apologize to black people for generations of harm and racial discrimination. The state proposals agreed to include a formal apology from the state, compensation, and policy reforms. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee wants Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts to establish a code of conduct for the High Court. Senator Dick Durbin said history is going to judge Roberts on what actions he takes and doesn't take regarding recent financial controversies. Durbin has been conducting hearings on ethics reforms after reports surfaced about Justice Clarence Thomas and his wife receiving money and gifts from wealthy Republican donors. We're going to have a better read on the nation's economy this week as several reports are due to be released. The Consumer Price Index, which keeps track of inflation, is due out Wednesday. That will be followed Thursday by the Producer Price Index and first-time unemployment claims. Then on Friday, consumer sentiment data will be released. If your dream is to be an insurance claims adjuster and you love all the Fast and Furious movies, Finance Buzz has a job for you.
For $1,000, they want you to watch all 10 movies, the new one coming out soon, and make notes on all the car damage done. The website intends to use the findings to estimate the insurance impact of the reckless driving in all the movies combined. I'm Corey Myers.
Host Drew Barrymore has pulled out of the MTV Movie and TV Awards, which were set to air live tonight. Barrymore said her move was to show solidarity for the striking writers in Hollywood. The show will now air in a pre-taped, scaled-back format. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.